This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The president of Western Colorado University in Gunnison is stepping down after equating January's U.S. Capitol riot with last summer's racial justice protests. CPR's Paulo Schalzada has more.
President Greg Salisbury and the university's board of trustees came to a mutual agreement on Friday. He doesn't officially leave until June, but he will forego his responsibilities at this weekend's graduation commencement. Salisbury came under fire this year for his response to the Capitol insurrection. Faculty members voted to call for a change in leadership, but the university's board decided to reject the request in late March and allow him to keep his job. I'm Paulo Schalzada, CPR News.
The Loveland City Council is setting up a community commission in response to outrage over the violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman, Karen Garner, who has dementia. Councilmember Richard Ball.
We don't need to have this incident leave a lasting negative intent. I think we need to find a way to move forward constructively. I think this commission could get back the trust that we've lost.
Three Loveland police officers have resigned and the criminal investigation is underway. The new head of cannabis regulation and enforcement does not come from law enforcement. Dominique Mendiola has been with the State Marijuana Enforcement Division since retail sales started in 2014. The agency is now more regulatory and less about law enforcement. Central Mountains and Western Slope, red flag warning until 9 tonight. This is CPR News.